Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
I'm Stevie Shillington. You're up to date.
Summertime, yeah.
So nice today.
It feels very summery. I feel like we can play this soon.
The Big Drive Home.
Summertime. Yeah.
Summertime. Play it now.
With Chris and Scott.
Have any of us been to a beer garden yet?
Yes.
Well, does beer in your own garden count?
No, I've actually been to a pub and we sat in the garden. That happened. I was drinking tea, but we sat in the garden.
I'm off on Sunday. I'm going to do it on Sunday.
It's supposed to be really nice this weekend.
Should I check?
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be good this weekend. It's supposed to be, like, really good.
Oh, well, yeah, I have done a beer garden, yeah.
Wonderful.
Annoyingly, I'm going to Spain next week. Doesn't look too clever.
Oh, no, listen, my wife fuming. She's going to Benidorm, right?
Yeah, it's not looking good.
No, thunderstorm and lightning.
Yeah. Very frightening.
Yeah, exactly. But it is. She was looking last night. She was going, I can't believe it. And then I got up, obviously, our weather, and I was like, I won't rub it in.
We're going Thursday. We're going just down from Benidorm, so we're about 10 minutes from Benidorm. So we're literally where she's going, and it doesn't look great.
No, it looks better here, which is annoying. Bad. Yeah. I feel bad for her.
I'm going to Spain at the end of June, and I hope the weather is lovely. But, by the way, on Sunday, when I have a day off, it's going to be 19 degrees. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Welcome to summertime.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
We are on, and we have the biggest hits in the world to play across Essex this afternoon.
Well, we're playing different ones.
Oh, no, the same ones as yesterday, different order. Just thought I'd sell it a little bit more.
Brilliant.
This is the Hits Music Station, Radio Essex.
See, this is normal Niall Horan that we normally play, but how better does this sound on a warm, sunny day?
Amazing.
It's Radio Essex, Big Drive Home, Latto Lottery. 3:10 is a story about a fish and chip shop in the papers today. In fact, you can guess where it is. Next door is a fishing tackle shop.
Would it be Whitby?
Whitby is the correct answer, obviously. So there's a fish and chip shop worker who's gone above and beyond to ensure the customers in the seaside town of Whitby to make sure they can enjoy their food undisturbed. So what he's done, he's taken to dressing up as an eagle.
Right, yeah. Okay.
It's a full-grown man eagle.
Excellent.
To scare the seagulls. It's working.
Of course
they're petrified.
Of course they are.
So to stop the seagulls from interrupting the meals of locals and holidaymakers alike, seagulls are notorious, of course, for swooping down and stealing your food, whether you're on Whitby Seafront or whether you're in Festival Leisure Park McDonald's.
Yes.
They are there and they are absolutely ready to steal any food that you've got. Speaking about the job, his name's Corey. He said that, yeah, I love the eagle. I love dressing up as an eagle. Consider scaring away the gulls as the perfect job. He could be a Crystal Palace mascot. He's chosen the seagull option. And he can often be seen flapping his wings and chasing after the seagulls in Whitby, where he has become something of a local celebrity.
Or just a local madman. Yeah, madman. Yeah. Going,
ah, oh, look, mum, a celebrity. I'm not sure if they're his words. Yes, I've just read that. It's his word. He's become a bit of a local celebrity. Not only does he receive...
Sorry, he thinks people are waving at him.
But not waving.
They're not waving, mate.
I can see his hand moving up and down. He's not waving.
He's not waving, mate.
Not only does he receive regular praise from passers-by by waving.
Yeah, yeah.
Oi! Waving.
Oh, very good, Chris. Waving.
He also gets asked to pose for pictures in his eagle costume.
Oh, wow. Wow, what a guy.
I went to Whitby, right? Did you get any pictures? Oh, yeah.
Yes, I did.
Only local celebrity Corey dressed up as a seagull, as an eagle. It's a great story. I don't know if that works. I said this on the radio. I laid down some grass seed the other day, and because the pigeons and everything kept eating it, I got a bamboo stick, banged that into the grass with a couple of bin bags in there, and when the wind hits it, it goes, and the bin bags come up. Scares the cat, but it also scares the birds away.
That's Brilliant.
Genius.
No, that is, I wasn't going to go quite as far as genius.
And I've become a bit of a local celebrity. just from that. Not from the radio, from the bin bag.
From the bin bag.
Bin bag thing.
Well done.
13 minutes after three, big drive home. Radio Essex 5050 and Cupid. It's a Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of, Essex? Let me know. Grab us on the app as well. Anything that you're in the middle of, it might be a work thing, it might be a sandwich. It doesn't matter what it is, but if you're in the middle of something, let us know what that is now on the text, on the app. You can send pictures if you want to prove it. You can send voice notes through the app as well. And you can text 81400 with the word Essex at the front of your message.
You confused me then.
Why?
Because you said you might be in the middle of a sandwich and not, it took me a while to work out that you meant eating it and not just like a slice of bread either side.
might be the filling of a sandwich. Yeah,
I was thinking to myself, why is somebody in the middle of a sandwich? It's just weird.
It might be Corey. It might be a part-time job that whilst he's not dressing up as an eagle, he dresses up as a sandwich and advertises the local Subway.
Yeah,
could be it.
Could be that.
It's not that one. That's not what I meant. I meant if you're in the middle of eating a sandwich.
Yes, I get it.
You could then tell us that. Rob's already in. Afternoon geezers. Do you remember in the middle of something last week where I sent you version one of a pool pump house, which to be honest was very, very accessible? So the idea is he's obviously got a pool. He's doing well.
He's doing well.
No one's arguing with that. He's doing really well. He needs some housing to house the pump, because the pump looks a little bit ugly without the housing. It's a bit of a first world problem, being honest with you.
No, it is, but what he done was he chucked, the first version of it was he chucked a bit of artificial grass over it, which was protecting nothing.
Yeah, it looked dangerous.
Yeah, it was protecting nothing. Now, I must say, it looks so professional that I can't believe you've built it.
It's a little wooden house, basically. It's a little wooden house. It looks like a kennel, but
and it's just got a, it's brilliant. And it fits the housing pump bit in it perfectly.
It looks much neater, Rob. Well done to you. What are you in the middle of? And if you want to prove it, send us a picture. You can do that via the app. You can send voice notes through it. And we'll do some of those after we update the latest on the roads next.
Essex.
Weather for you, staying dry. Clear spells overnight tonight, down to 6 degrees. Tomorrow, after a cool start, not cold, just cool, it'll be another fine and dry day, much like today, really. Plenty of blue skies, plenty of sunshine, and highs tomorrow, 22 degrees for Thursday. Going into the weekend, looking great. Saturday and Sunday looking exceptionally good. 3:22. Big drive home with Zara Larsson. One Republic and I Ain't Worried. 3:27. Big drive home. Hello to Honey. We're asking you, as it's Wednesday, what are you in the middle of? It's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? She is in the middle of baking cakes for a cheesy holiday in Israel. Is that supposed to be cheesy holiday or cheeky holiday?
Well, no, because she lives in Israel.
She can't be on holiday then.
Well,
you could go to a different part of Israel to be on holiday. You could live in Jerusalem and you go to Tel Aviv on holiday.
Yeah.
Because if we went to Brighton, it'd be a holiday.
Yeah. Well, she lives in Tel Aviv.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Jerusalem.
Yeah. and hashtag hi, mum. This is the first time we've seen Honey's mum.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the picture as well. Rob in Southend says, I'll let you into a secret. Before I was a train driver. Oh, so Rob's the guy who's just built his enclosure for his swimming pool pump.
I was impressed.
It's a really good one, but it is a bit of a first world problem that he didn't have anywhere to put his pool pump.
Oh, poor Rob.
He's now sorted that out by making something we said looked amazing. He said, let you into a secret, before I was a train driver and before I was a window cleaner, I was a qualified carpenter and joiner.
So there you go.
Dean says, in the middle of my journey home, Scott Telly wife looks like rain in Benidorm. I don't know whether he's in Benidorm or he's just saying he's looked on his app and it looks like rain in Benidorm. I'm not sure, Dean, where are you?
I don't think, you don't look like you're in Benidorm because you're in a van.
Yeah, but he does look a little bit damp. He looks a bit damp.
He might have had a really hard day.
He could be. Yeah. And Ashley.
Chris and Scott's first time texter.
For the first time.
Ashley, thank you for texting for the first ever time. Welcome to the club, Ashley. She says, my builder Jim is working hard in the middle of my home project for some understair storage. I think I've given him a headache, but would love you to give him a shout out and to thank him for his hard work so far. Watch this space for the final completed project. So there's a picture of, yeah, it's the stairs. It looks exactly the same as my hallway. That's bizarre.
Yeah, no, it really
that
does look like your hallway.
It looks like my hallway.
And
now
I've
I can
just
see what I can
done.
Do to that hallway.
Well, I've just had that done under my stairs, haven't I? Exactly what Ashley's having done.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's really clever. Everyone should do it.
Save image as, send to Karen.
Not weird at all.
No. That is really clever. I like that. Ashley, yeah, keep us up to date with that, because like, what are you going to go, sliding doors on that? What goes on there?
You can put like doors that like push doors. Push, oh, you know the ones I've got in my house?
You should get
Builder Jim's number.
Yeah. Get Jim round to my house when you finish with your house, Ashley. That'd be amazing. That looks really cool. Thank you for your first time text as well. 3:30, it's Radio Essex, the 1975 and Oh Caroline. Matty Healy, of course, with Taylor Swift. People are selling rainwater from Taylor Swift's washed out gig in the US. If you saw the pictures of the gig, absolutely threw it down. People bottled the rainwater and are now selling it for £200. How bizarre. Seems like a weird thing to do.
It's a very weird thing to do.
£200 though.
But how could you prove that it's the rainwater from the gig?
Well, you couldn't, could you?
I've got some.
Yeah.
The Ibiza Orchestra Experience.
Okay! Big giveaway next week, Taylor Swift rainwater. Keep listening to find out more chances, but no. I'll tell you what you can win next week. Ibiza is taking over Maldon in a way you wouldn't expect. Promenade Park is welcoming a 26-piece orchestra on the 9th of June to play you true Ibiza classics. I went to this a couple of years ago. It's incredible. The tunes of Eric Prydz, Roger Sanchez, Armin van Helden, but with a 26-piece orchestra. Artful Dodger rewinding himself on stage to kick it all off. He will be there in person. Doors open at 5 on the Friday, so you can literally go straight from work. Kick off the weekend with an Ibiza-inspired party. We have VIP tickets for you to win all next week. And if you want to get your details, check out radioessex.com.
Hands, face, space.
I remember those days of the COVID.
That was... I remember doing that, coming in and going, hands, face, space, to Lady Gaga, and getting very excited.
Hands, face, and space are three words I haven't heard for a while.
Yeah.
It almost sends shivers down my spine.
Yeah.
Or shudders.
So did the COVID.
Yeah, that's true as well. We are talking in the studio about the fact I'm a little bit overdressed. I'm not overdressed. I'm wearing a T-shirt and jeans. I'm dressed casual. I'm smart casual today.
There's a smart bit.
The jeans are quite smart. They've got to go rips. Oh, they are ripped. No, they are ripped.
No.
The T-shirt's not ripped.
But so we've just had... No, the T-shirt's not. It's nice.
Nice black T-shirt.
Yeah, but we've just had a discussion.
Yeah.
Because... Me and Tom, we've gone shorts. I got up this morning and I opened the shutters and I went, shorts. And I got my shorts on. That was like 7:30. And I was committed to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it got a little bit grey about 12. And you had shorts on earlier, you said.
So I wore T-shirt and shorts as I got up until about, I was at home today, till about, I think I left home at about 2. So I changed at midday when it started to grey over. I was like, oh, I'm not getting caught out in that.
You're not committed.
So I put the jeans on.
No, silly.
And you've stuck. Well, you come in early, though, don't you? So you're stuck with whatever you've chosen to wear. What time do you start? 10? Whatever you've chosen to work at 10 is what you're going to wear all day, full stop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, we get the benefit of being able to change a couple of times. I wonder how many, because I didn't see that many people wearing shorts today on the way in.
No, that's because you were in jeans mode.
Just looking for fellow jean friends.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's true. I'd like to do a little survey with you on the text or the app. If it's shorts weather or not, just put yes or no. I mean, it is shorts weather now, but is it shorts weather all day shorts weather? Are you fully committed to wearing shorts first thing in the morning when you get out? If you're going to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, are you putting on shorts, gambling that you're going to be okay in that all day?
It's not a gamble.
It is a gamble.
I've gone the full hog. I've emptied my wardrobe, nearly emptied my wardrobe of jeans.
Joe Kinch is wearing shorts.
Yeah, he's showing us.
Like a model.
Yeah. You don't have to do a catwalk, Joe. Just show us your legs. I've committed to, I've put most of my jeans away. I'm going, it's shorts weather.
Because you always wear shorts, don't you? You don't do jeans in the summer, do you? You're just all shorts, always.
Of course.
Yeah. Laura says, I made the mistake of wearing jeans today when I'm sanding and painting a room and now I'm sweating my arms off. I'm going to go with tomorrow will definitely be a short day at 7:30. So she's going straight. Alistair, the trucker's going for a yes, it's shorts weather. Let's do a little straw poll right now. Yes or no? Can you put shorts on first thing in the morning and keep them on all day? And if you're going to work at 8, 7, whatever time you start, are we at the point where you can comfortably put shorts on first thing in the morning? Yes or no? And let us know on the app. And whatever you say is what I'll do tomorrow.
Brilliant. Woo!
It's Radio Essex, Jonas Brothers and a Waffle House. Chris and Scott, big drive home. Thank you so much for having us on. Hopefully enjoying the music and the sunshine. They go hand in hand, really, I think.
They do, yes.
Laura says, Chris, surely there must be room in your desk for a pair of backup shorts in case you want to change. Maybe bring like a rucksack. I'm not Dora the Explorer. I mean, I can't come to work like that. It'd be weird. Maybe reduce the cans of lunch tuna in your drawer and make space for something that won't stink the office out. Wow. It's mackerel, first
yeah,
of all.
Yeah, no, it's mackerel which stinks.
It's not tuna, I'm not mental. And it's mackerel.
And if I can just quickly have a go at you, Chris.
Yeah.
You, the other day,
yeah.
You annoyed me. You annoyed me a lot.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Now it's been mentioned, it's been mentioned. One, yeah. It does stink the office out.
Yeah.
I've got two cups that I have here at work, and one of them, you had poured your mackerel juice.
I was draining the mackerel juice into the sink, which is where you drain mackerel juice.
Not into my cup.
Well, don't leave your cup in the sink, but in the dishwasher. That's where cups live.
You know now, because of my weirdness, you know I can never, you might as well smash that cup.
You'll never use that again,
I will never
you?
Use that cup ever again. It doesn't matter if it goes in the dishwasher.
Built a little bit on the brand new BMW. Just, there's a little bit of fish juice on that. I'm really sorry. It's spilled.
I don't drink out of my BMW.
You don't use it. I wouldn't use it again.
No. Do you want to use it?
I don't mind fish. Yeah, so no. I'll just crack on with the car. Louis Bailey, another first time texter. Thank you, Louis Bailey, for being in touch. She said, yes, it is shorts weather. Michelle in Thorpe Bay says, afternoon, I put my shorts on at 4:30 this morning.
Wow.
And I've committed to the whole summer until at least September. They might need a wash by then, Michelle, but
yeah.
You might have to take them off at
one.
Some point.
Yeah.
Grace, no, it's still too cold.
No, it's not.
Deb has sent us a picture of her legs in shorts. Alex says, I always choose to wear shorts, but my job requires me to wear combat trousers. Probably an army, but he's probably in the army.
Yeah.
He's in combat, rocking a pair of Speedos. Alistair the trucker going free. Yes. Yeah, thank you very much for all of those.
It's looking at them. It's looking like a yes.
It's been shorts day since Easter, says Stephen Abridge. That's not true.
No, you do have them people. You do have them people that just wear shorts. It could be thunderstorms. Steve's wearing shorts. He doesn't care.
Stephen Abridge is like, I'm rocking shorts since Easter.
I bet he wears flip flops.
He's a first time texter as well. Thank you, Steve. Not a chance. It's only going to be 6 in the morning, says Claire. Temperature wise. And time-wise, depending on what time you get up.
6.
If you get up at 6, it will be 6 in the morning twice. The morning. Yeah. Degrees and clock. That's it. That's all the text on there. Well, it's all the text we're reading out. So I'm going to try maybe shorts tomorrow.
Definitely.
Break those legs out.
They're quite white, aren't they?
Yeah. Like the mackerel. Little mackerel legs. Oh. All over your car. James Hyde, Miggy De La Rosa and Ferrari. Hello to Rebecca in South Church. Simple text message. It says, shorts on. Steve's been in shorts since Easter, working outside. We'll be in shorts till November. Steve in Great Leeds, thank you very much for getting in touch with us. I will rock shorts tomorrow and join the rest of the club.
You've got to, Chris. Be brave.
I'm going to brave out tomorrow. Joel Corry, Mabel and I Wish on the Way. Switch Disco coming up with Ella Henderson as well. We'll play React and we'll update news and travel next at 4.
Well, this evening will continue to be warm and sunny across Essex. Temperatures at the moment on your big drive home reaching 18 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. While we're all in here, all us office workers together.
Yep.
Am I an office worker?
Well, yeah, you are, actually. Yeah.
Do you remember when you got a phone and a desk? That is my favourite
memory.
Well,
when Scott came in, he went, it's got my name on the phone.
Well, it hasn't. It says Scott from 5.
He put crisps in the drawer and said, I've never had a drawer.
I put Monster Munch in there, didn't I?
It was a happy day. Yeah. It was a happy day when Scott finally got an office job. Yeah. but this office worker sparked a furious debate online after putting a padlock on his milk bottle in the fridge. A padlock.
I mean, but why does he not realise that's not going to work?
Well, it will work.
Sorry, how?
You can't cut
plastic.
No, but you could, but then it'll all come out of the handle because the milk goes in the handle, doesn't it? The plastic milk bottles are just the milk's in all of it. Yeah, if you cut a hole in it, milk will come out.
Cut hole in the top.
I would quite like people to start stealing stuff from our fridge because we have the opposite problem here that nobody actually empties the fridge. So
we didn't know this was going to start one of Stevie's rants about the kitchen. We're doing a poll. We will tidy the kitchen. We promise.
They said after leaving their milk bottle in the work fridge with a padlock. the image has gone viral, sparking the debate if it's justifiable or just peak pettiness. It sounds a little bit like peak pettiness to me.
It depends how long it's went on for. If you've worked somewhere and Margaret from accounts has been stealing the milk, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
would do a padlock. Leave Margaret alone.
I would do it. I would put a padlock on it. I'd make a sign. I'd have it laminated.
We know, Stevie, you did laminate something before. Please tidy the kitchen.
Oh, you did a kitchen etiquette thing.
I done a kitchen etiquette thing and made myself lots of new friends.
I think it's because it said from the office of the head of news.
I need people to empty the fridge.
Tom doesn't have this problem because he drinks oat milk.
Yes,
that's the way forward. No one touches your stuff.
And he does not, and I repeat, he has never touched Sue Harrison's almond milk.
Never. Never!
Where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, Rodia!
This is Radio Essex, a hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
I remember when I had gluten-free bread here and somebody ate a slice of it and then had a go at me because it tasted disgusting. I was like, it's not your bread. Get your own bread. Right, Switch Disco, Ella Henderson.
Turn it up louder, yeah.
Radio Essex.
How you doing, Essex? Getting home for Wednesday. It's Chris and Scott. It's Radio Essex. Joel Corey, Mabel, I Wish. Scott is in the kitchen right now, making the tea. You know what to do. Jam the app as well. Get in your tea orders to Scott. How do you have your tea? How do you have your coffee? Do you want some hot chocolate? Maybe a cold drink? Put your request on there now. He can't hear, so when he comes back and sits down, he'll be very surprised at all the text saying, Scott, two sugars, mate. Should grab us on the app as well. Tell Scott what you want to hear, what you want to drink, and hopefully he won't be listening to us right now, and then he'll just be very confused when he comes back into the studio in a minute. Cameron Harris, Ellie Goulding, this is Miracle. It's Radio Essex, Cameron Harris and Ellie Goulding with Miracle. It's Chris and Scott. Big drive home for Wednesday, right, Scott?
Yeah, very, very good, Chris, yeah.
Good?
I just walked in with tea for Tom.
Thank you so much.
No, coffee for Tom.
Did you forget to make anybody any? Because I've got mine. You got yours, Tom?
Yeah, got mine.
How about you, Notley Nick, Bridget, Jaden, Canvey, Alistair the Trucker, Big Pete? Yeah, how about you, Steve? Yeah, what about you, Rebecca?
Yeah, a few here. So basically, I've got here, Big Pete. Oh, I've read a couple. I've got coffee, two sugars, and a shot of rum. Big Pete from Wakering. Yes, get in there. That's good. Cappuccino,
it's
please.
Not good. He's a trucker. Just saying.
Can't have the shot of rum until after work, okay? Okay, Pete? I've got a cappuccino, please, Scott. I'll have a Diet Coke, says Jade. Bridget says, Scott, decaf coffee, two sugars, mate. Cheers. Notley Nick. Right, Notley Nick. Not a real problem with you, Notley Nick, but I've got a little one.
Go on.
He said, Scott, it's an Earl Grey for me, buddy. No buddy of mine. No buddy of mine with an Earl Grey, mate. No milk and a slice of...
I think it's lemon.
Slice of Kemen.
He's got Kemen in there. Yeah. I think he means lemon.
He does.
Notley Nick, no Earl Grey here, mate. We don't have Earl Grey here.
Do you know what it tastes like?
Do you reckon he takes Earl Grey on holiday with him? No, you can get Earl Grey on holiday. It's the only tea sometimes you
can get.
That's
because no one wants it, because it tastes like flowers.
They send it on holiday. I take my own tea bags on holiday. Is that normal?
Yes.
I will take Yorkshire tea with me everywhere. To Spain next week, without a shadow of a doubt. I'll take a box of Earl Grey. I'm not the only one. There's a thing out today. It says half of British holidaymakers take that. Half of us take our own tea bags with us.
Take them not just abroad. Just on the chance that I go to a hotel and they try and give me Tetley, I go, no.
I'll always go to a newsagent while I'm at a hotel, buy a little pint of milk, because I can't drink that pretend milk stuff.
Oh, the UVA
milk. Yeah, UHT milk. Can't be touching that. It's not nice.
It doesn't taste right.
No, I buy my own milk when I go to a hotel. If they've got a mini bar, brilliant. I can put it in there. I've got a little fridge area. Otherwise, I just, even for the night, and then I just chuck it away in the morning if it's lumpy, and I'll just go and get another one. I have to have my own milk in a hotel.
I mean, if anyone else told you this, you would think it was a lie, but I'm telling you,
go on.
I went to a cafe once, local to me, and the girl behind the counter started making me a cup of tea, and I went, whoa, what are you doing?
Did the sirens go off in the... Did this happen in the restaurant?
Might have.
Oh, no. Here comes another one of Scott's tea tantrums.
That should just be with you at all times.
It should be, yeah. So basically, I was with Kerry. Kerry was mortified because what I'd done was I said to the girl, no. I said, start that. That one needs to go in the bin. And then she looked bemused at me. And this is not a lie. I said, can I make it? And I went round into the other side of the thing. I made myself a cup of tea, showing her, giving her a tutorial on how to make it.
Oh, no.
And her boss come around the corner, it was another lady, she come around the corner, what's going on here? I said, I'm just teaching your member of staff how to make a proper cup of tea. And that happened, so yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if I was with you and you pulled out Yorkshire tea bags from your pocket and went, here, love, try this. I think it's a proper tea bag.
I would do if it was something else, not Yorkshire, I would say, no. Use one of these.
The fact that people pack tea bags to go on holiday, is there anything weird that you pack when you go abroad? Is it? Do you take something, and you as well?
Heinz tomato soup.
Pardon?
Heinz tomato soup.
Well, you pack that to go on holiday?
What? Yes.
Tomato soup?
Heinz tomato soup.
Heinz tomato soup. What, so you're going to Spain next week, you're packing your tea bags and your slippers and your
Heinz
flip-flops.
Tomato soup.
And you're packing cans of Heinz, how many?
Four.
Four cans of Heinz tomato soup?
Yes.
In your luggage to take with you on holiday?
Yes, it's not that weird.
It's fairly... I'm going to level with you, mate. It's fairly weird.
It started when I was on tour with the band and I couldn't... I was basically starving to death because I don't like any food. So I used to take... and now, just the odd tin just in there. Heinz tomato soup.
So you're in Barbados. Let's go Maldives. Romantic... week with your wife in one of those wooden huts in the Maldives in the middle of nowhere. She's probably drinking some kind of minty raspberry mojito. You're knocking back a tomato Heinz soup.
Yeah, the kitchen's shut and I'm a bit peckish. Who's the winner?
What about the bread? What about the bread and the butter?
You don't need bread with soup.
I think you do.
No. I think you do need
some slices of white bread with butter, lots of butter, to dip into that bad
boy. If you're not being really good.
No.
Right.
Otherwise, you're just having a drink of soup.
You're a heathen? I use a spoon.
Well, you don't need to. You could just put it in a cup and drink it.
Why would you do that?
You need bread to dip into it. It's soup. Do you have boiled eggs without Marmite soldiers?
I don't like eggs.
What?
I don't like eggs.
Okay, we've picked a bad example here. Tom, do you pack anything on holiday that's a bit weird?
Oh, I always have to have a toothbrush.
Do you know the problem we've got here now?
That's not weird. Of course you have to have a toothbrush. Well, that's the first thing you pack. That's like saying, oh, I took swimming shorts and a change of underwear.
I always have to take my suitcase.
Tom!
Yeah, no, that's fairly normal. I think the problem we've got, though, is now we've got Heinz tomato soup on the table, there's nothing that's going to be any weirder. So anything anybody says is going, yeah, that's all right, actually. I've taken my PlayStation abroad.
Yeah, no problem.
No, I don't know why I was thinking there was going to be any other reaction in this room. But tomato soup, toothbrush is normal.
Like a new toothbrush, though.
Oh, you buy one especially for holiday?
Yeah, you should have led with that.
Yeah.
I always pack my toothbrush from home because I clean my teeth, you know. 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes at night.
Joe in Heybridge, already coming through on the app now. Get your app messages in, get your text in now about things you take on holiday that might be a bit weird. Joe in Heybridge says, our friend always takes HP brown sauce on holiday abroad to have with the fry-ups. I mean, pulling that bottle out of your bag and going, oh, no, it's all right. I've got some HP brown sauce here.
Yeah, and do you know what? I'm not knocking that. That's genius.
I always pack hobnobs, says Greg, or any biscuits I can get hold of. The biscuits are... He's saying it's like it's come to a drug deal.
Yeah.
Any biscuits I can get my hands on taking them. Always pack some hobnobs because the broad ones don't taste the same. They do if they're hobnobs.
2 days before Greg goes on holiday, he meets people down Dark Ellis and goes, what you got? What you got? They go, I've got some hot dogs and some bourbons. He goes,
Dave said I could get some bourbons. Yeah, we've got some bourbons here, mate.
Half a pack of bourbons, I'll have a ball.
Steve was going to be with me. He got Nick last week. Yeah, 7 kilos of Jaffa cakes. There's RD, Cat Burns, and Home for My Heart, Chris and Scott, and the Big Drive Home, currently sipping a nice cup of tea. producer Tom's got some kind of coffee oat milk experience.
It's very good.
It's nice.
No, I've got a nice cup of tea as well, mate.
Scott's chugging on a can of Heinz tomato soup, which is looks lovely. Got a little moustache now. Nice.
Yeah, lovely.
Laura said, we were talking about things you take on holiday with you, and Scott said that he takes Heinz tomato soup.
Not all the time.
Not just any old tomato soup.
A lot.
You're rewinding a little bit now. Like, not all the time.
Most of the time. It's happened, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Laura says, hi guys, I take my holiday teddy with me as I can't sleep without one. Don't take my normal one just in case it gets lost. So I have a holiday teddy, probably in Caribbean shirt. Pair of shorts.
Yeah, probably passport.
Can of Heinz smoke. I'm in my 40s, so slightly weird. Laura, it's not.
Oh, only slightly weird.
It's not as weird. That's a nice thing to do.
That's a top trump on my food.
Jane in Springfield says, hello, you two. I take a travel kettle, coffee bags. I've never seen a coffee bag. Is that a tea bag with coffee? Or it must be. I've never seen. Why would you need a coffee bag? Coffee dissolves, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You don't need a bag. Pour a teaspoon of coffee in, surely. Coffee bags.
I did hear about these a long time ago, but I never thought
it was pointless.
I thought it was going the same way as a disc player.
Yeah. coffee bags, biscuits and slippers on holiday, just in case there are no in-room facilities. Not weird, just a bit of forward planning. Happy Wednesday, says Jane. Carla, who works at Bespokely Made Gourmet Popcorn, says, I have to take my pillow. I have a Dunlop pillow from Pillow. It's a foam pillow. Hubby refused to take his, but spends the whole holiday trying to steal mine or sneak on to try and share during the night.
No, it's not good enough. Take your own.
Mel says, this is a weird one. I don't even know if this is allowed. I've taken a leg of lamb and some cheese to Cyprus for my friend who lives there. Are you allowed to take... Because I said, are you allowed to take tomato soup? And you went, well, yeah, if it's in a can... But leg of lamb's not in a can, is it?
I'd hope not.
I've got a can of leg of lamb here.
Oh, yum.
I don't know, Mel. But
I do like a leg of lamb, but I've never travelled.
Would you want a leg of lamb that's been in Mel's suitcase for a 4.5-hour flight?
No.
It'd be pretty much cooked, I'd imagine, by the time you got there. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Carla. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Laura. If you want to get involved in this, better still, if you've got a story about anything that you've taken on holiday with you, that you might think is a bit weird, we'd love to have a chat to you. You can always give us a call. Our phone number is, as always, 01702 45 50 60. 01702 45 50 60. Or you can send us a voice note via the app. Niall Horan, new music. This is called Meltdown, and it plays on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex, Post Malone, Better Now, 4:38. Nearly half of British holiday makers are taking their own tea bags abroad with them. 36% insist on taking slippers. According to a new survey, studies discovered that creature comforts that we must take along are tea bags, slippers, decent coffee. A quarter of people regularly pack their own pillow. 1 in 10 insist on taking their favourite mug. And bizarrely, air freshener, 9%. Washing up items, just in case. Why would you take your washing up brush with you?
No, I've seen people, I think my mum used to take like detergent or something.
And washing up gloves and stuff like that. Yeah.
No, for if you're going to wash, like you're saying in the video, and you're going to wash your clothes.
Oh, I see. That makes sense. 41% of people packing such items in just in case, which is, you know, water filter jugs are in there, travel irons are in there. I've taken the travel iron before.
We've packed a travel iron. And Tom, you know, just if you want to look for a list of things you need to say, sometimes, or all the time, was it, Tom?
We just asked Tom, what he randomly takes on a holiday. His answer was toothbrush.
Takes his toothbrush. And do you pack your passport as well?
I do,
take your passport on holiday, do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Watching out.
Somebody packed coffee bags, and we just had a little discussion about coffee bags, and just asked a simple question, why? Because tea bags, tea leaves don't dissolve in tea.
No.
Hence tea bag.
They leave dregs.
Or tea strainer. That's why they're there. Coffee dissolves in hotness. So I don't understand the use of the bag.
So are you just left with a bag in your...
Oh, I'd imagine so, because the coffee would dissolve.
But they have sent a picture.
Jane says in Springfield, coffee bags, proper coffee, just so you know, and everything. And then there's a picture of... Taylors of Harrogate.
Yeah, which I know is a very good brand.
Somebody's doing well. 10 coffees, proper coffee made easy. They're coffee bags, rich Italian coffee bags. I don't, just add boiling water. It's even got that on there for the stupid people at the top.
Yeah, brilliant.
Just add boiling water. Oh, I was going to add sausages. I'll try water. Nick says, coffee bags are lush. You get the whole cafeteria thing in a bag. They're quite expensive, though.
And he did write a thing. Chris just didn't go with it. He wrote a thing.
You get the whole cafeteria thing. Well, you just use cafeteria. Is the other way of doing it.
Is it called a cafetiere?
Cafeteria.
I think it's called a
cafeteria.
Because what I think it is, I think a cafeteria is something you get in school.
Canteen, cafeteria.
A cafetiere is what you put your coffee in. Stevie's got one. And Ross from Ross and John.
Stevie's a coffee expert.
I wouldn't say expert.
He is a coffee expert.
I would like to say coffee snob.
He's a coffee expert. Can I buzz him? Can I have Stevie to the radio station, please?
Stevie! What?
There he is. There, I've got him.
Stevie!
Headphones on. Come in.
He doesn't know what to do.
Fade your mic up.
Mic up.
We're on the radio.
Yeah.
We're in a bit of a dilemma about coffee.
Right.
We don't drink coffee.
Uh-huh.
We do a little bit, but not a lot.
Talk to me about coffee bags.
Coffee bags?
Yeah. Well, he's surprised.
No. This is where they make coffee like tea bags.
Yes.
Nah, I've had one. It's absolutely rotten. It's watery.
No, hang on. Whoa, Stevie.
I've been told coffee bags are lush. You get the whole cafetiere thing in a bag.
No.
And is it called a cafetiere?
I think so. I just called it the plunger.
Chris called it a cafeteria. Which is definitely not
I think
cool.
That's wrong.
Tailors of Harringay. Rich Italian coffee bags. Proper coffee made easy. No?
I don't see the point. Coffee dissolves.
I think you should make coffee in whichever way makes you feel most comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm a wee bit of a coffee snob, so...
There you go. And that's what I just called you on the radio, a coffee snob. That's what I called you. Yeah.
I am. Radio Essex's Connor Knight brought a £20 bag of coffee in here, gave us all some.
Yeah.
So glad he brought coffee in.
It was a wee bit watery.
What, for £20?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we should buy some coffee bags one day. Get Stevie on a coffee tasting session. And maybe do the Pepsi Coke challenge. If he notices the difference.
Right, let's do it.
We should do that. I'll get that on. 4:43, Big Drive Home for Wednesday. Let's continue updating the latest on the roads next. There's May Muller, and I wrote a song. Just wasn't as good as the Swedish one. No, it wasn't. It's a good song. I like it. Right. It's a drummer coming up at 5.
I wish I wrote their song.
Essex Bloke says, you were talking about cafetiere. It is called cafetiere, sometimes called a French press. There you go, guys. A little bit of education for you this afternoon. Yeah.
Thanks, Essex Bloke.
I think this is where people come for education.
Yeah, obviously.
Dan says, yeah, people are in the middle of GCSEs and A-levels now, and if you are, we wish you the best of luck. But, you know, if you want tips and education, tune in 3 to 6 weekdays. Dan says, hi, guys. My wife has taken a small bag on holiday purely for my Heinz tomato ketchup. 2 bottles, says Dan. That's what he's packing on his holiday.
I respect that, Dan. I respect that.
Because the holiday ketchup just don't taste the same.
It doesn't.
No, I know. Thank you very much for all of those. We'll move on to something else after 5. I think we've pretty much rinsed that now. Right, coming up after 5, we will have the A to Z of music. We'll do that. And an interesting story about where you can see a different moon. Not the moon that we see at night. There's a new one being built. I'll tell you more details after 5.
Well, these bright sunny spells will last well into the evening before a clear and mild night across Essex, with temperatures over the wee small hours reaching 10 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Think you made 10 degrees sound really cool. You're like, 10 degrees?
Well, it is at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Over the wee small hours.
Out there moon bathing. Oh, this is nice. 10 degrees out here.
It's a bit amazing.
Jump in the hot tub.
I remember when I first came back in February and I was saying 3 degrees because I always done a little laugh when you have to say 3 degrees for the weather. So this is lovely.
That's a joke that Tom didn't get.
Tom, do you know who the 3 degrees are?
3 degrees? That's weather, isn't it?
See? It's wasted. Your material's wasted on the youngsters. 98 degrees is even... you probably wouldn't even know that was. No.
Oh, my God. No one knows who 98 degrees are.
No.
They were just a lot better than the 3 degrees.
Warmer. By how many?
This This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Okay, back into the Hit Music Wednesday. Big Drive Home is on. We're in the middle of the week with Rita Ora and Fatboy Slim. He's praising you.
This is the Hit Music Station, Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, 8 minutes after five. Becky Hill, David Guetta, and Remember on the Big Drive Home. And it's Chris and Scott. We're here. It's Radio Essex for Wednesday. Talking about this, I mentioned this earlier. I teased this.
You did.
A little tease. Don't do a lot of teasing on the show.
No.
A lot of stations tease on the show. We don't do as much. We should do more teasing.
But not more tea.
Coming up, a guy that shares his name with a supermarket. Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
Coming up next. Find out who it is next. Bang, into the break.
Very clever.
Like Jimmy Carr on the countdown when he does a little conundrum and then goes, I'll tell you what the answer is after the break. Does the break, people come back and they go, oh, I can't move because I need to know what the conundrum was.
You teased, I heard you just say something about
into the news.
The moon.
Yeah, go on.
You said someone has made a new moon.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you all about that story right now. Okay. Tea's worked. Scott was invested. You see, he didn't leave the room. Normally, he's out wandering around making coffee and tea.
He is.
He didn't. He went, oh, I can't leave because I need to know about the moon thing.
Well, no, I need to be here till six.
And we've just had tea. There are plans to build a £4 billion replica of the moon.
Why? Is my question.
In Dubai.
Yet again, why?
It's been unveiled.
They've not got a moon in Dubai.
The hope it will significantly impact the UAE economy. So there's a Canadian entrepreneur called Michael Henderson. And he's behind the moon project, which is set to feature a gigantic 274-metre replica of the moon on top of a 30-metre building in Dubai. Inside will be a mega resort, including 4,000 rooms hotel,
welcome,
a 10,000 capacity arena, nightclub, wellness centre. There'll be a lunar colony.
What?
A lunar colony, which promises to offer visitors the sensation of walking on the moon. Estimated cost. This is, I mean, it's Michael's estimate. They said, how much do you reckon? They explained it all to him and they little diagrams. He went round for a quote.
Yeah.
He's popped round for a quote one evening. They went, yeah, we're thinking about doing a moon. Like, and he went, how big? And he went, 274 metres. He's got his tape measure out, retracted it, back into it without hurting his hands, like a magician.
Amazing.
Yeah, incredible. And they said, where do you want the moon, Gov? They went on top of this building, 30-metre building over there.
He went, okay, yeah.
He went, I can do that, yeah.
Bit of a tooth dryer.
Do you want anything in it? And he went, I want 4,000 hotel rooms. He's like, oh, okay. Fag packet.
Yeah. Lunar centre.
4,000 hotel rooms. Anything else? Yeah, I want a 10,000 capacity arena.
Arena?
Okay. Write that on there. A nightclub. Ding!
Do you do nightclub?
Nightclub, chuck a nightclub in there for you. And a wellness centre.
What's a wellness centre?
Wellness centre. Yeah, well, how much do you reckon? 4.28 billion. That's what it's costing. £4 billion. I don't even know what it means.
£4 billion and 28 million.
When he said it, and they went, what does that mean? He went, don't know. 4.28 billion. Is it 4 billion, 28 million? No. He was doing this. We should just call it 5 bill.
Yeah.
5 bill, 4.5 billion for cash.
And then he went,
I could take the VAT off that.
He went, Terry, could we do with an 8,000 capacity arena? Because this is coming up a bit top heavy, son. It's four billion.
Gov, if you cut back on the wellness centre, I reckon we can wrap this up for 4 bill. What do you reckon?
Scrap the arena. This is a joke.
And then he walked out because they tried to give him a cup of coffee made with a coffee bag. He was like, this place is weird. 4.28 billion. What is that? What was 4.28 billion? 4 billion 28,000?
No, 4 billion 28 million.
Oh, it is 4 billion 28 million.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to get some more quotes? Can you listen, mate? I've got this moon. I've had a quote from SpaceX.
4.28 million.
Can you better it if I, lower my standards on the old arena?
He's gone to checkatrade.com. Phil's coming, 100 grand. So I've got this wrapped up for you, mate. It's not a problem at all.
Slightly smaller.
4.28 billion. The Moon Dubai project hopes to draw in 2.5 million guests a year. I think working on the yield of that, I reckon they'll make money at some point.
At some point,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah. That'd be amazing to go and see that, wouldn't it? A replica moon in Dubai. Right, 13 minutes after 5. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home, doing it for Wednesday. Joe Kinch with special guests on tonight. You'll find out more about that very soon. And the A to Z of music. We'll get into that after Rudimental, Charlotte Plank. Brand new music, Dancing is Healing. It's Radio Essex, Rudimental, Charlotte Plank, and Dancing is Healing. 16 minutes after 5. Hi to Sandra, who said I had builders round last night that sounded remarkably like you and Scott. Well, there you go. We know what we're doing. Wheelmasters Jack. Jack is the guy that looked after me when I smashed a lot of my alloys up on potholes.
You did.
And he fixed my alloys for me beautifully. He's got a lovely little place called Wheelmasters in Wickford. And Jack says 4.28 bill would be 4 billion and 28 million.
That's what I actually said.
That's what we said. Yeah. But and I know Jack's correct. It would be 4 billion, 28 million because that's how much Jack's taken this week in alloy repairs from potholes in Essex.
Yes.
So he would know how
he's
much
doing
that
well
was. Yeah.
The orchestra experience.
Okay, always got a giveaway on the go. There's always something going on. This time, Ibiza is taking over Maldon, and it's going to be incredible because there's a 26-piece orchestra on the 9th of June to play the true Ibiza classics. Playing the true anthems, Eric Prydz, Roger Sanchez, Armin van Elden, those tunes played with the 26-piece orchestra. I've been before. It's an incredible thing to watch. Artful Dodger taken to the stage to kick it all off. Doors open at 5 o'clock on Friday. I don't think there's a physical doors. They won't have doors. Wouldn't it be amazing in Promenade Park if there was like just a set of doors and they just open them at 5 o'clock and everyone walks through them?
There won't be.
It opens at 5 on Friday. You can literally go straight from work, kick off the weekend with an Ibiza-inspired party. Bit of sunshine. It will take you straight back to Ibiza. We've got VIP tickets for you to win next week. Full details on RadioEssex.com. Get there.
Essex.
If you want to end the show tonight, you know what to do. Wednesday, completed it, mate, and get that into our message boxes right now. Post Malone, Chemical, brand new music, Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex. There's Beyoncé, Break My Soul. Recently spent like $2,000 in Nando's in one night.
She did.
You could buy Nando's. She bought it all. I wonder if she had a rewards card. She like got meals free for like the rest of the year.
She should have a black card.
She should have, really, shouldn't she? She should be able to go to Nando's and just buy anything she wants. It's exactly 5:30. Big Drive Home. Thank you for all the corrections on the 4.28 billion thing we talked about earlier. It's apparently 4 billion and 280 million.
Yes, we've been corrected.
But who's counting? I mean, come on.
Now, the A to Z of music.
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesday. Groups.
Beginning with the letter L. What have you got for us? What group do you think should go into the A to Z of music for the letter L to fight to be the ultimate person to represent the letter L? I can think of Little Mix.
I can think of Linkin Park.
Linkin Park's a good one. What about Level 42?
Yes.
Off of the 80s. Is there any more? Libertines?
Libertines.
Libertines, yeah.
That's a good one. Producer Tom, any from your brain?
I'm having a look, and
there's not many,
there's
is
not
there?
That many, but the ones that
Levelers.
Are there.
Levelers. It's a beautiful day. That's a good tune.
I mean, the two out I can pick out that you've just said, Level 42, amazing, but Linkin Park, yes, please.
Len, Still My Sunshine.
Oh,
tune.
Good, yes, but only one.
Only tune. One hit, yeah. Why did Lenny Kravitz not feature in the solo artists?
I don't know.
That's weird.
No one. I don't know.
Yeah.
No one voted. Lightning Seeds.
Yeah.
That's a good shout as well. A1400, we've got London Beat coming through on the text already. LMFAO, Led Zeppelin, Liberty X, LFO. Oh, LFO.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Yes.
What was their song?
New Kids on the Block, get a lot of hits. Yeah.
Something makes me sick.
Yes, Chinese food makes me sick.
Yeah. I like that. LFO, that's a good shout. Thank you very much for that on the text. Lighthouse Family, says Liam. You don't have to. Your name doesn't have to begin with L to take part, Liam, but thank you for getting involved.
Cheers, mate.
That would be a great competition, wouldn't it?
It would.
But you have to have the letter that we're doing as a beginning real name. How to minimalise the text you get into the studio.
Yeah.
A1400, put the word Essex in front of your message. Your favourite group beginning with L. Who do you think should be battling it out for the A to Z of music today? Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and Jaded, 5:37, big drive home. Hello, thank you for having us on. This is Chris and Scott, producer Tom here, Stevie on the news. Joe Kinch coming up in 22 minutes. And he has a special guest, two special guests on the show tonight that are currently massive, well, A-listers on the radio station.
Yes,
at the moment.
I think definitely.
They're up there,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah,
they are big superstars on the show tonight, but Joe, we'll find out who that is in about 10 minutes. First of all, A to Z of music, two songs battling it out to be representing the letter L in our A to Z of music. This is the two songs, or these are the two songs you're battling it out tonight. Liberty X.
Yes.
Tune as well. Ain't Nobody, Being Nobody is the song you'll hear just before six. If you put Essex and X in your message box, you can just send the letter X to the app if you want. That'll work. Or you can have this.
Oh, please vote for this.
Just Linkin Park.
Please.
Put the word park in your message box. If you want Linkin Park, it's Park X, or you can do it on the app as well. Who is going to get representing the letter L in the A to Z of music? Liberty X or Linkin Park? Essex, you decide. Bells only, and there is Make Me Feel Good. I can't wait to play the next song, but we're not there yet. So, first of all, Joe Kinch is in the area. That's what you say.
In the area.
In the area.
In the perimeter.
Yeah. He's in, oh, perimeter.
Not as cool, but, you know, maybe you're not as down with the kids as me and Chris.
Yeah, he's in the area, and he's got all the tunage.
I've also got Joe, I like your kicks.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we've also got shows.
Shoes. Short,
that's good.
Shows. Easy for you to say. He's on the radio at six, people. We can't talk.
Got shorts on.
Yeah, you have.
I heard shorts, your little discussion earlier.
I've not got shorts. I've got. I mean, there's enough rips in my jeans to almost qualify them as being shorts.
I was going to rip them more so you had to turn them into shorts.
Yeah, my shorts were jeans.
Yeah, you've cut yours, haven't you?
Yeah, I cut mine down. These are an old pair of jeans.
Did you do that today?
No.
Okay.
No, I've had them a few years.
Tom's in shorts.
They were too big, like too small as jeans, so I cut them down.
Are you okay today?
Not being able to talk is a little bit of a hazard in your job. Yeah. Just want to pick that up. Tom's, don't forget knee pads before you go to skateboard park, Tom.
Yeah, you don't want to cut those knees tonight.
You're really hurting your knees. Make sure you put your knee pads on, please, before you go skateboarding tonight. Okay, right. Joe Kinch is on the radio. He's got big, big guests on the show tonight. Joe Kinch, who is on the show tonight?
Joel Corry.
Wow.
And the return of Katie Baser.
It's incredible.
Brilliant.
Big chart.
It's the first artist that's said yes to coming back. The rest of all, you know, said cried
no.
And
the rest of all said no.
I know you've got other big acts in the pipeline coming through on the show as well, some huge names, so that we'll look forward to. But tonight it's all about Joel Corry and Katie Baser, talking about their new single, Dance Around It.
Yep.
And you got a little competition going on there between the two of you. Yeah. But we're not going to tell them what it is.
No,
yet, but
yeah. Very good, though. I like it.
It's going to be good, yeah.
That's coming up. And obviously Hot 7 at 7. Do you have to bump them up, the Hot 7 at 7, when you know they're going to be guests?
No.
So you can't do that because that's cheating.
That's up to Essex if they're in there or not.
Were they at the Hot 7 last night?
No.
Uh-oh.
What time is the interview?
Just after 8 o'clock.
Just after 8 o'clock, brilliant. Make sure you tune in, it'll be really good.
So they'll know by then.
But you should already be tuned in anyway.
Just stay tuned in.
What I'm saying is if they're listening now but they've got something desperate they've got to do, make sure that you...
Or get the Radio Essex app and then listen alongside whatever they've got to do.
Yeah. You know, like maybe they're a surgeon and they're like saving someone's life. Just put the app.
Surely surgeons need a bit of music as well.
Sorry.
Make me feel good.
Maybe they're a surgeon saving someone. What kind of surgeon?
What
surgeon? Which surgeon is listening to this?
Dobbo's a surgeon, isn't he?
What surgeon are you thinking? What are they surging in?
I don't know. You're brain surgeon.
Brain surgeon. Okay. Obviously not heart surgeon, because they'd be listening to heart.
Yeah. Very good.
But for brains, they would obviously come here. So, two songs in the title fight A to Z of music thing that we do.
What's it called? Sorry.
A to Z of music.
Yep.
Not the 80%
of title fights.
It's the title fight, right?
But with a new name.
We run out of ideas. So we basically did a new competition that sounds remarkably similar to the title fight.
Everyone goes, oh, that's new.
Yeah, what you do is you just dress it up in a different guise.
Yeah, exactly that. And then so we just called it the 8 Cent of Music.
Mm-hmm.
So the 8 Cent of Music is coming up, and there's two songs in it. One of them is Linkin Park, In the End. Mm-hmm. The other one is Liberty X and Being Nobody. Joe Kitch, who do you think won?
Linkin Park.
Who would you have gone for?
Linkin Park. Any day.
It is.
Of course it is. Play it.
Linkin Park! This is such a tune.
It is.
If you're in your car right now, be the rapper and the singer. Shut your windows and turn it up loud. We'll be back tomorrow from 3. Joe Kitch coming up next. He's got Joel Corry, Katie Baser on the show tonight, and the Hot 7 at 7 is on the way as well. I suggest you keep it where you've got it.
Wednesday,
the
completed
it,
mate.
It's time.
The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.